Gene, what's the suckometer say today?
Now, that's good.
Oh, my God, that suckometer's just fully pegged to the fully suck position.
Doan. James Doan.
Where is 006.9 now?
He's on a mission, sir.
Do you expect me to talk?
An excellent plan, Mr. Doan. Look out, James.
Let me try and enlarge your vocabulary.
Hey, my drink.
The biggest counterfeiter of actual money is the United States government.
Choose your next witticism carefully.
I want to be covered in drugs.
One day we must invent a faster working venom.
Yeah.
They cannot counterfeit gold.
The only gold I know about is the kind you wear.
Every law is backed by bullets.
Bullets do not kill. It is the finger that pulls the trigger.
Exactly.
Doom, I like that.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
James!
Back again.
We're the Jimmy Doan Show.
That's right. Oh, and we got the whole crowd here.
September 13th, 008.
Yeah, two days after 9/11. Yeah,
uh-huh.
And with Jack Rhodes.
Jack is back.
Okay,
so it has been a while.
That's right. Well, we had several Jack Rhodes shows while you were gone.
I heard.
We just dubbed you in.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Jack.
I was off doing research as always.
As always, yeah.
Speaking always of research, doing research here, you know, at the Jimmy Doan Show.
Did they? They fired up the Large Hadron Collider or whatever, didn't
they? Well, no, they only did it at 1/30th power.
Oh, really?
They're not going to push the button until October 13th.
And things were actually colliding. So who else is here, Jimmy?
We got Counselor Curtis.
Hey.
CC.
We have legal things to talk about. And, of course, our Mixmaster Engineer, Eric.
That's
right. And yours truly, Jimmy Doan. Okay.
Jimmy Doan Show.
So this is, we are hearing about the tail end of Hurricane Ike.
Uh-huh.
It reminds, of course, when I was growing up.
Yikes!
Yikes. I remember wearing a pin around that said, I like Ike. you should have those pins today.
You could probably get out one on eBay.
I wouldn't doubt, but it'd probably be $50.
Yeah.
That was for Eisenhower.
Did they name the hurricane in after Ike Turner?
Because he whopped up on his wife.
Well, he just recently passed away. Maybe it was homage to him.
Oh, like, could have been.
Yeah.
Could have been homage. But I guess because he was beating the shit out of his wife.
He beat the shit out of that apartment community down in Houston or whatever. Blew all the windows out of one big office building.
Well, of course, I like the part where they were showing, you know, these guys. What is so funny? A million people, mandatory evacuation.
Right. Mandatory.
And half the people stayed.
Right.
You know? And mandatory. Okay, right. But a million of them
get
took off.
Get your ass up.
And of course, then what? And who?
Well,
and who do you know is down there?
Well, you know
Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo is down there in horizontal mode,
right?
Because the wind is blowing so much, he's out there just—he's like a damn flag flapping in the wind.
Well, if you had your own gun, you were allowed to stay. Otherwise, you had to get out.
Yeah, okay. Well,
the eye passed over Geraldo, and he hit the ground, and then it...
Yeah, no, I mean, really, he flopped right down. I mean,
right.
It was funny. He's hanging on like a flag on a flagpole,
right.
You know.
That was great. He was on the cell phone and the microphone.
Oh, I know. They had a laptop, satellite, something or another, trying, and of course, he was clicking.
Geraldo!
And finally, at about 1 minute and 32 seconds after 3 o'clock in the morning, the wind went from 110 to zero.
Right.
And he flopped down like a wet rag. And just, you know, but I was, you know,
like
who wasn't hoping that he would just blow away?
Geraldo. Hey, by the way, I'm working on my accent because Geraldo is close to
Oh, and we got a little bit of a Hugo update. This is what is so cool about it. Is Jimmy like so-called this?
We're going down the list.
Let me finish up with the hurricane. Of course, the hurricane, as we speak, is now just a tropical depression or something,
right.
And it's up. It's blown up. It actually is going to circle back to the east, interestingly enough.
You know, Jimmy, I think the bigger news is the week before the hurricane that wasn't.
Right.
I mean, to me, they rushed in all this FEMA aid. I want to know how many billions of dollars they spent.
Was this
spent.
Gus? Was this Gus? No.
No,
it was Hattie.
Hattie. No, it was Faye.
Yes.
Hurricane Faye.
Faye was the one that drenched us.
No, it was Hattie.
Gustav.
It was
Hannah.
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 Yeah.
Whatever. It was Hannah, wasn't it?
Our facts are always perfect on it.
And now, Jimmy, Hattie was the stripper at the club last night there. That's right. Hannah was
but
the
she
hurricane.
She was a hurricane. I'm here to tell you.
So
talk
Jimmy
about
Jones
blowing.
Show.
Yeah. I want to see where you get those confused.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that, you wonder, I mean, they evacuated New Orleans, mm-hmm. and nothing happened. Which, as we know down here in Florida,
I mean,
let me just tell you guys.
Did you hear Chocolate City Nagin? Did you?
This is the big one. This is the big one. We ain't kidding around. You ain't staying right here.
Chocolate City, baby.
Well, anyway, the Mexicanos in on the coast of Texas hoofed it on out of there. I mean, they're not.
They swam back.
I guess. With that storm surge, it gives new meaning to the term wetback.
You're talking about for Ike, though.
Yeah, Ike, right. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm here all week.
Okay, so, yeah. Ike, right. And so, but I just thought it was funny because the only people left just about are the news people who are out there, when the howling winds, and you're thinking, of course, it's the old Ron White thing. It's not that the wind is blowing. It's what the wind is blowing.
And
they assured us that they had a safe haven. Should things get really rough, like past 110 miles an hour, that they had a safe haven.
They had a big van. No, they did. They had the van. Everybody could run back to the van. Do you understand that they sent the mystery van?
They were not sending out the fire trucks because they were too light.
They had the big antenna on top of the van. Everything was good.
So I'm talking about the emergency people.
Yeah, we're not sending out.
What the emergency people were sending out, you won't believe, they were filling up dump trucks with dirt and then sending those out because they were heavy enough not to blow away.
That's what they said it was full of, but.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Oh.
What? So anyway, what it's worth, today is also, I haven't looked up to see what is...
Today
is
Saturday.
What is famous for today, but I will tell you this, that September 13th, statistically, is the height of the hurricane season. And from now, it's downhill, supposedly.
Well, you know what they say about statistics.
So. I know. But I understand that. But I'm saying that historically, long-term...
It's all downhill.
It's a fast downhill. That means they're coming fast
and hard now, baby.
This day in history, Georgia beat South Carolina, actually about an hour ago.
Huh?
This day in history. And the... and of course, in a week, we officially go in the same day. The day is the same length as night in a week.
Yep.
So that's good.
Until the LHC fires up.
Right. Yes. Oh, wow. Well, we can talk. That's the other big news. Now that was the Hadron or whatever. Yeah. The Hadron is looking for
a dodecahedron.
Right. Yeah. Whatever. Well, I didn't realize. Of course, they're having a little bit on it. It's 17 miles around, right? Or is it 17 miles across? It's 17 miles around.
Yeah, it's long.
What the hell are you guys talking about? We've moved on. We're moving on.
Yeah. Moving on to gay porn. What are we talking about?
No, we're talking about the collider in France/Switzerland. The brand new
Large Hadrian.
Things
collider.
Are actually
Hadrian,
colliding.
Hadron, whatever
no,
it is.
No last comment on the FEMA situation.
Oh yeah, go ahead. What?
I just gonna say. I just thought that was. It's interesting that they've done all this preparation and nothing happened. And are they going to keep doing it every time?
Well,
we know from here, living in Florida, if you lived here for any length of time, you know that. More often than not, it's a scare rather than a disaster. And
You got to give them credit at least for being supposedly prepared a little bit. I mean, you got to give them a little bit of credit for that. But one of the things that comes to mind is the business about Canutism. And that is, it ain't nice to fool Mother Nature. I mean, they can prepare all they want.
Right.
And the hurricane can come through there whenever it wants to. And beat your ass down to the ground.
If it's
and
a Cat 3 or bigger, you get out of the way.
The word of the day is Canutism.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just, it is
we'll
phenomenal
post a link to that.
That how often they think that they can just stop the weather or something like that. And yet you get a Cat 3 coming across the...
No, not even the Republican National Convention could stop
All right,
it.
So we got some more stuff on the list. Right, are we still on the list, man?
We don't do lists anymore, bro.
Yeah, no list? What? No,
I sent out a list.
I saw a list. Exactly. I saw
a list.
They're growing weed on national land. What else? And we got Obama.
Yeah, you know that Jack would come up with that.
Oh,
okay.
That was my research. That's where I was. I was out on the national land.
doing your research.
That's well, they right, said
now, now
deep
it research. Turns out as you found out that the and I love the comments. I don't have them in front of me I, for some
well,
reason.
Well, we'll get into that. Like, we're not delving right.
Yeah, we're delving topic by topic.
That was a light note and stuff. What about
well, we're supposed to bring it up in light notes or high notes
oh,
or whatever.
High notes.
Okay, obviously I've lost complete control.
Just let Jimmy pick one and
you have
I was going to move on to the Hadron or whatever it is.
Large Hadron Collider.
17 miles around, and it's supposed to be 99.9 plus, I think, six nines, right. Speed of light, and they collide these things or whatever it is. Now, they fired up, I think they said either 1/30th or 1/40th a power.
I noticed that my water bottle shifted a little closer to the door, but it didn't actually get sucked through the keyhole.
Well, what I noticed was I gained 10 pounds. And so I was a little
because
nervous.
Because of the gravimetric field distortion?
That was it. That's right. Well, that's right.
Dodecahedron.
Well, what are they going to do? They're going to prove that Sarah Palin is the Higgs particle? Is that it?
I think that's part of it. And we got to work. Shut up. We're going to get there.
To me, the only news about the Large Hadron, I mean, it's great. It's wonderful. They're going to try to find this and that. I mean, there's some speculation on what it's going to find. I mean, are you sure there'll be lots
of... It's the Higgs particles that we're looking for.
Okay.
The Higgs thing.
Yeah. And so...
Stephen Hawking bet $100 that we weren't going to find
it. Right, and the gravitron. They're always looking for the gravitron.
What the fuck
and,
is he now?
They're trying to find out the makeup of dark matter. But go ahead.
Right, and unification theory and all that stuff. But and so they may make some advances, but at what cost is really what you got to come down to. I mean, I think from a libertarian perspective... this kind of stuff is left. It should be left for private hands. I mean,
well, it was left to other countries.
Well, and that works for me too. You know, if they want to spend their cash over in Switzerland
in
and
France or whatever.
Germany and
well,
know.
France. It's part of it's in France and it's Geneva. It's the center, and of course,
right?
Geneva's right on the border of France
right.
and Switzerland. But it's there, 17 miles around. I think the total cost actually though is only $8 billion, which I mean Bill Gates could write a check for that.
That is a bargain for me.
Well, then let him do it.
Yeah, let him do it. But the damn thing is 300 feet underground.
Yeah,
17 miles around. I mean
it is monstrous. I mean it's
cool.
Bigger than like a submarine.
And the magnets are cooled within like 0.001 degrees of
zero Kelvin.
Zero. Yeah, I mean unbelievable.
And it uses like 4 million amps.
What the hell?
You know, it's something ridiculous.
Oh, and there's like decks and floors of computer stuff just to skim the surface of the information that gets compiled.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, all
that you know that would make a great. But I mean, what would happen if like one of those particles like got loose?
Right.
You know, you put like somebody sentenced to death, and you stick him out there and you shoot him with one of those things. You know, just kaboom.
It's not going to do anything. I mean, that's not.
Well, of course, it is funny because they did talk about the. Possibility of a black hole swallowing the Earth, and of course we wouldn't know about it, so it wouldn't matter.
No, but there's no chance. No.
The reason they said that there is also a chance that if you drop a knife on a table, that it will dematerialize and go through it.
But quantum theory suggests that.
But the probability is rather low.
Right.
And so they said that these mini black holes are what as far as the amount of energy that's involved with cosmic rays and everything has been pounding around for 14 billion years. And ain't one yet, so you know we're still here, that kind of thing. So they're not too worried about. It. I mean, I think this black hole is supposed to be like, I mean, super submicroscopic if they get it.
Yeah,
and it will like it'll be like less than a nanosecond,
right?
Know, and
yeah,
it'll
I mean,
go,
they
I mean, if you blink, my guess is if you blink, you'll miss it.
Look, right. They can't create a big black hole because black hole, the nature of it is a very large mass. Well, in order to have a very large mass...
No. It's not necessarily. It is a mass. It has to do... Somebody said...
Density.
It's a density factor. They said if you compress an orange enough, it'll turn into a black hole.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I always called bullshit on that.
Yeah,
but,
no, that's the theory.
Yeah,
No, you can call bullshit all you want.
Man, okay. it makes a good glass of orange juice.
No. I mean, if you get it down...
The black hole!
If you get it down, if you get it down small enough and dense enough, it will be... and it's pretty small.
Like smaller than a grape, even, you mean?
No, yeah, even smaller than a raisin. Now, a raisin looks like a black hole. But for those of you listening to Jimmy Don't Show, it's not.
Okay.
So, now, I understand. Now, there is a small gravitational pull.
A raisin looks like a black... That's our next T-shirt right there.
A raisin looks like a black hole. Jimmy Don't.
My father was a piano mover. So
all right,
what else we got?
We got stuff.
We got stuff. Did you want to? Oh,
go to Sailor Pay. Oh.
No, no, no. The other big news. The big news of the weekend is the meltdown of the hedge fund / Lehman Brothers and all this stuff. Now, this may sound a little highfalutin for Jimmy Doan listeners, because normally we like to talk we like to talk about porn, and when the mostly we like to talk about is the million-dollar virgin.
Right, right.
But we'll get to that in a minute.
So hedge fund, these are billions. We're talking billions.
The whole point is apparently Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are not going to be, quote, bailed out, stock has gone to zero.
But they've already said they were going to be bailed out.
And that's right. And that's why the stock fluctuated between like $2 and $5. It had been $70.
Oh, they were kidding.
Yeah, they were right. It's one of those things when you...
Psych!
No, it's one of those things that, well, it's like pulling the rug out, you know, haha. Right. And,
well, wait a second. They could change their mind.
And they did. So anyway, now Lehman Brothers is in big trouble. Right. And they're talking about, you know, are they going to do a bailout?
He's up trying to sell it off this weekend or something.
Yeah, that's right. They're big confab, big doings this weekend.
Well, the stock traders or something. This is before the Civil War.
Well, what's funny about this is, you know who else is tapping on the taxpayer loan door are the car companies.
No.
Yeah, hard to believe.
No.
And of course, the question is that you look at something like Freddie and Fannie.
4 out of 5 people are affected by the car industry.
Exactly.
Everything's going so well for them.
Again, I've got an article about that right here. Wait a minute. Right.
So what's a hedge?
Let's have some thumbing music.
Is that like some people get together and fun?
Okay, no. My point is, surprise, surprise. I remember, for instance, when Chrysler was going to go belly up in 1980, and it was a big, huge deal.
Lee Iacocca
went to Washington.
The savior.
And he got $7 billion in 1980. $7 billion to save Chrysler. And he did. And then he paid it back. And it was all a big deal. This is about 4 or 5 years later. He paid it back. $7 billion. Now,
paid it back?
Yeah, they paid it back.
Really?
You know what? Can I digress? Are we allowed to digress on this show? Because you know what? One of the best things that came out of that is we got talking cars. Do you remember when that was just at the time Lee Iacocca, they saved it, and then the future is the Chrysler LeBaron that talks to you.
Well, they had...
door is a jar. Do you remember
that? It's not a jar. It might be a plate, but it ain't a jar.
Do you remember that? Is it just me?
No. In fact, what I remember was this was a very good friend of mine.
Your lights
got I think it was a Nissan that was talking.
Right.
And it just pissed her off.
Right.
Your seatbelt is unfastened.
Yeah.
Shut up, you got it. And she finally went in and ripped out all the wiring or something.
Right.
Ripped out. She did a vocalectomy on the Nissan or something. vocalectomy.
So you remember when Iacocca went there and he got his cash?
$7 billion. Now, my point is that now, here we are. What's so funny about this?
Well, they'll pay it back, Jimmy.
Here's what's funny. Here's what's not so funny, actually, is, first of all, Freddie and Fannie were set up as independent agencies, never to be beholden, never be able to get taxpayer money. They were independent. But right away, they were set up by the government. So guess what? Everybody knew, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
They changed the
The government will bail you
Can't
out.
Can't touch this.
Okay, ooh. Well, the problem is they went nuts. They went nuts, and they're $1 trillion. This... Lee went for seven. You can't imagine the hoorah over the $7 billion. It was like weeks and weeks and weeks.
Well, we don't have any music here. Apparently, we've lost our engineer. Apparently, he's passed out. So I was filling in with the MC Hammer that should have been going on at that time. Since I was familiar with the song, I know we have the tracker.
I would have played it, bro. Okay, give me one, Dick. Okay.
trillions of dollars.
Should we just start on the edge of our seats, Jimmy? Should we just start the Jack Rhodes music now, or what?
I mean, I don't have any Jack Rhodes music.
He apparently has no music today.
This is why we have multi-track editing here. We can always add it later.
My mic's not on, is it?
Is it on? Did I actually say that?
Wait a second.
Wait, I was thinking that. Those words come out of my mouth.
Thank you. That's much better. We had a deal here. Only I can hear me talking, right?
Right.
Oh, I didn't realize. That's why Jimmy kept stopping and stuff.
Unfortunately, I had you in the monitor mix. Everybody could hear you.
Oh, my! Totally, my bad. I'm always just talking over here, Jimmy. You just keep going. We count on you for that. that steady stream of intelligence just flowing from the Jimmy Doan show.
We're talking about a steady stream, I'll tell you. I'm seeing it across the room now, I'll tell you.
Put your boots up.
All right, Jimmy.
Lee Iacocca.
There are several things. First of all, $7 billion. Open up the door. Now we're talking a couple of trillion dollars. Lehman Brothers is in there for, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars.
Hundreds of billions.
That's right. The car companies are knocking on the taxpayer door for all this stuff. And of course, one of the things that they're talking about, one of the big deals that they talk about is the speculation and, quote, the hedge funds. Forget the mortgage meltdown for a minute, which, of course, this whole thing, a lot of this would all be fixed if the government would just go shut down for about, you know, 2 weeks and say, we're out of here, and the whole thing would pretty much work its way out. Problem, of course, is that there are certain laws that have to do with banks especially, that if they sell a house at a loss, they have to reduce their capital requirements, and there's a whole bunch of regulations that kick in. I mean, here's a problem that's created by the government on about four different levels, and now the whole thing is coming home to roost, and everybody's saying, well, gosh, how could this happen? Well, you only have to go back and find out how they started it. And, of course, it has to do with also the fact that Social Security is going bankrupt and why. And you don't have to go back too far to figure out that they blew it, and they, because it was all the money and you could buy votes with the stuff. Medicare, of course, is on the hook for God knows how much trillions or no, 50. Literally tens of trillions of dollars of unfunded liabilities that the simple fact is that none of this can be paid off. I mean, they're even thinking about paying it off is a joke. But the thing that gets me about this is this thing called the hedge funds. People don't understand, what is a hedge fund? What's the big deal? It's not that, if this is not a plant that grows out in front of your house.
Is that they don't sell hedgehogs?
No, nothing to do with hedgehogs or hedges. Mm. It actually, a hedge fund is supposed to be the safest investment just about you can ever do. Why? Because what a hedge fund does is to buy a particular position in something, whatever it might be, a commodity or a stock or equity or a bond or whatever it is, and offset the risk with a similar sell order of a similar item. So that it's kind of like something they call arbitrage, where you are only betting on making the little minuscule bit, the little friction between the buying and the selling is where your profit is.
But you're dealing in big numbers. Large volume.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
No.
Huge volume.
But the point is, you still got to have the cash there. So the point about a hedge fund is, it technically can't go against you, because if your losing position loses, well, then because you have hedged it,
your winning position has won.
That's exactly right. And of course, the real hedgers, if you want to call it that, are in the commodities market. And these are the guys that actually raise the wheat, for instance, or the corn, and they sell their crop before it comes to fruition. So, and they're willing to sell it at a particular price. Now, it may turn out that 4 months later, when the crop is harvested, that wheat has doubled or tripled in price. Too bad. They agreed to sell it at, you know, $3 a bushel. And now the price is $10 a bushel. But they have to sell it at $3 because that's what they agreed to do. And that's what you do, is you hedge. In other words, they're willing to take the $3.
To a dollar a bushel.
And if it goes to a dollar, then they still get the $3. That is what a hedge does, is you make it either way. It is a lesser amount, but you minimize your loss to nothing, basically, but you also minimize any gains. That's what hedge funds do. So how can a hedge fund go broke? Well, the simple fact is that humans are the human frailty being what it is. The hedge fund operators, and one of the biggest ones, I think we talked about this maybe a year or two ago, was the Capital, whatever it was, that went bust up in New York. And that was founded by the guy who wrote, literally the PhD Nobel Prize winner, who wrote the book on hedging. And what happened was, he had the, you know, 9 Cray supercomputers figuring out the how to do this stuff, and he got, you know, $1 billion or $2 billion or $3 billion or whatever it is in this hedge thing. And even he said, you know something, I don't believe it. I think I can do better than this computer and all my modeling and all my Nobel Prize and all my books and everything else. I can beat the system.
Better than the Whopper?
Better than the Whopper. And so he...
No.
Which reminds me, I saw that movie. Did you see it?
War Games.
I haven't seen War Games 2.
Okay, War Games 2. Okay, I'll talk about that in a second.
Right.
Small digression. But the point is that how can a hedge fund go broke? Well, the reason is, the humans got in there, let's kill all the humans.
It's always humans when it comes down to it in the financial
world. It always is, but I mean, it's so funny because you know it's going to happen. Yeah, and these guys had a vested interest, and they had a personal vested interest in not and not failing. The problem, of course, with the government is
everybody
they don't care.
Does.
They literally do not care because it's not their money. So you know that it's all going to be to go to hell in a handbasket. And the problem is when the Social Security system, for instance, when Enron failed and all those pension people lost their pension funds in Enron,
oops,
there was like about 3,000 people. Let me tell you something to you folks that are like under 40. If you think there are going to be 60 million people who are not going to see their retirement, quote unquote. Yeah. In when the Social Security goes under, there's 60 million, not 3,000. 60 million. Now, the guys at Enron, they went to jail. They went to court. They lost everything.
You know, one of them died.
One of them died.
Some of the women ended up in that Playboy issue.
That may have been. That could have been.
Sweet.
That, whatever.
Let's put a link to that.
Yeah.
Good one.
Oh, I was. How long we've been doing this now?
Yeah, man.
How long did it take him to get
into? That's a new record.
That is a new record. I was wondering if how long we're going to get before he suggested.
Oh no,
a link.
No, that I had already said a link. You guys just missed it.
Oh, we did.
Okay, that was
the
mic was off.
I caught it.
We'll have to go.
Yeah, the mic was off. See, I thought the mic was off before.
So anyway, that was 3,000, and everybody, and I mean, it was all over. I mean, you Jeffrey Skilling and whoever, all these other people that were involved with it. I mean, they were Satan personified. Satan personified. And they went to jail, lost everything. You know, a lot of these people died. You know, the whole deal. Now, we're coming up to in you know maybe 10 or 20 years or whatever, when 60 million people are. And who's going to go to jail? Nobody. In fact, everybody who is responsible for this travesty, for this huge, phenomenal, multi-trillion dollar loss, is going to be retired, fat and happy. And could care less.
Or dead.
Or
dead
of old age.
Nobody's going to kill him. Right. No.
But dead of old age. I mean,
that's what's going to happen. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm not saying throw the guys in jail for it.
They should be arrested.
Well,
the Freddie and Fannie people, they said are going to be fired maybe from Freddie and Fannie. But I mean, these guys, they're golden parachutes, the whole nine yards. I mean,
we just shouldn't bail them out is the thing.
That's right. They should, obviously. But this comes under this thing of too big to fail. But I mean, what's so funny is literally 25, 28 years ago, too big to fail cost you $7 billion.
Ooh.
Now, too big to fail is costing the taxpayer, thank you so much, my children and grandchildren, because with the simple fact is we are deficit spending. There were the $400 billion every year that the government spends, and now it's going to, of course, go up.
Yeah,
they are borrowing that money from my kids and grandkids.
That's a lot.
That is not that money is not coming out of my pocket.
Half a trillion a year, practically.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, half a trillion a year into the future.
Right.
And the only people that can pay it off are the people in the future. I mean, it's that simple. Duh. Like
future people.
And, you know, unless we get, yeah.
They have larger eyes.
But I mean, there are people that are like so not born yet that are going to be on the hook for, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars out of the womb.
How much is the umbilical cord
still attached?
How much?
They're going to be in debt for $200,000. What?
How much is Fannie plus Freddie plus Detroit plus Lehman Brothers plus hedge funds?
I think, to be honest with you, I don't know, but I think it's about two or three trillion.
Woo!
And I mean, of course they're talking about ponying up about $200 or $300 billion as a temporary. They freely admit that this is just staving it off, which is so funny. I mean, can you imagine?
Right.
You know you're going to lose the money, you say I'm still going to take $200 or $300 billion of taxpayer money. Just so that it'll, you know, go after the election.
They copied
do
like
it.
It's like
do
it. Hoover politics or something.
Right.
Hoover,
no. I mean,
and
the point is, this has been so proven to be so wrong so many times.
Yeah.
It has never worked.
Well,
never, ever
economics?
In 2,000 years.
Yeah.
As in, it sucks.
Oh, definitely. Totally,
you know,
sucks.
But I mean,
meow.
But as an aside on this is the same kind of thing on a, you know, a slightly worse note, if you want to call it that. This is an editorial. In the New York Times, it was like yesterday. Of course, they blame everything on, you know, Bush lied, people died. It seems inevitable that bad things would happen when President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney packed the top posts of the Department of the Interior with lobbyists who had spent their careers representing the very industries they were now being asked to regulate. In three extraordinary reports delivered to Congress last week, this guy, Mr. Devaney, he's some investigator, government investigator, found that the officials at the, I love this, that the Minerals Management Service, the division responsible for granting offshore oil leases and collecting royalties, What they did was this. The officials there accepted gifts, steered contracts to favored clients, and engaged in drugs and sex with oil company executives.
Oh, I saw that.
As part of what he described as a broader culture of substance abuse and promiscuity. And I mean, would I like to have worked for that? I mean,
yeah. As my 6-year-old would say, holy beep, sweet.
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, what's so funny about this? At the center of the scandal is the Royalty in Kind program. Does this sound like oil for food?
Royalty in kind.
Yeah, Royalty in Kind program, under which the service takes delivery of oil and gas in lieu of cash payments from energy companies, then sells it to refiners. The program is vulnerable to manipulation at either end of the transaction by overvaluing the oil and gas when it is received or undervaluing it when it is sold. But, I mean, this is right out of Iraq. I mean, with the oil for food, whatever right. it is, you know, the UN and all this stuff. I mean, wait, these are people. I mean, what do you expect? What do you possibly expect? I mean, I am not at all surprised. I just think at least some of these guys had a good run with some super chicks. And what I love this is the program obviously needs a complete overhaul. Well, let me tell you about the overhaul. Dump it. It's called slice it, stomp it.
Double the budget there.
You're exactly right. That's what they do. Is an overhaul for these people is to put on another layer of security, right. another layer of oversight.
Experts, more oversight.
People
well,
that
see,
are.
They have to have people in well, the regulators is, have to be experts who have to be the top people in the industry. They have to be the most well connected and.
The point is, what they want to do is they want to get some moron from the other side of the tracks as to oversee the guys that know what the hell they're doing.
Well,
I mean, they want to,
the
you know, you're not allowed to have anybody that
buddy.
Knows anything about it. Because as soon as somebody that knows, then they cozy up. If you get somebody that knows anything at all about leasing or oil or, you know, or shore or offshore or any, or, you know, a well, if you mention the word well to this person and this person comes up with anything, if it says oil, then they're not allowed to be one of these regulators.
Right.
And so, I mean, what, you know, how good do you think they're going to be? Number one. So, I mean, obviously you're going to get people who quote, know, so sort of know what they're talking about.
They get the super insiders, you know,
of course. Well, duh,
it's a super inside job and the insiders.
So Mr. Devaney found that the agency had failed through negligence and possible ethical lapses to collect billions of dollars in royalties from oil companies for leases in the Gulf of Mexico. And of course, what you should do is to sell the land off, for God's sakes. This is so funny that is, government corruption, especially on oil. There's one in the, Harding administration, I guess the Teapot Dome scandal was one where they were moving, you know, they were coming around and that had to do with oil leases in Texas.
Yeah, but I like Harding now.
It was people under him.
Right.
This is one of the things that I'm telling you that when Obama comes in here, although
now we're talking about Obama.
Yeah, all right. We're going to get to him. Anyway, but I love this. Here's what they decided to do with this. Here's massive scandal, billions of dollars lost, okay? Not Enron. This is, but billions of dollars lost, okay? This is 10 times the size of Enron. Mr. Kempthorne, who already transferred some employees and almost certainly will fire some. I love it. And he could take, and of course, what happened was it turns out that nearly all of the quote misbehavior occurred before he arrived in to replace Gail Norton. In other words, this didn't happen under Bush and Cheney. It happened under previous administrations. I love it. Oh, my God. So anyway, Mr. Devaney, 2 years ago when he appeared before House Subcommittee, he said, short of a crime, anything goes at the Department of Interior. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm laughing because this is so obvious that this is the kind of thing that's going to happen, would happen. It's going to happen. And the reason is that the government, it's taxpayer money. Like, who cares?
Right.
And I mean,
come on, Jimmy, these are conscientious people.
Yeah, right. Conscientious people.
They are altruistic patriots.
Patriots who care nothing for their own.
No.
It is only for the people that they care about so sincerely.
I mean, a little something for myself, you know, but mostly for the people.
That's right. So anyway, not surprising. But what I'm saying, my point is that even the United States government, quote unquote, or the taxpayer, if you want to, you know, because that's who it is, the amount of money that's involved here is so huge that even we, the taxpayers, don't have this kind of money. And so what's going to happen? The only way out is to print, and it's going to be Mugabe. You know, where you, this is what we talked about, I think, on the last show, where they have the, you know, $100 trillion note or whatever.
Well, it's already started. I mean, it really has started in the last 10 years. I mean, now it really is 10 bucks for a lunch at McDonald's.
Right.
And, yeah. And people were talking to me, this guy was talking to me last night about something that happened in 1970, and he goes, and that's in 1970s dollars. And I was like, you know, that's a substantial difference between now and then. And,
you know, That
was 38 years ago. What are you talking about?
Well, but still, in terms of the monetary supply shifting, it shouldn't be a 100% increase or whatever it's been. I mean, I would bet it's been at least that.
I mean, I forget what it is. They have a measure
right,
of inflation, of course, and I don't know what it is, but I'm going to read you some stuff here that somebody sent me called Comments Made in 1955. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, this is great stuff because I remember this. And I mean, I'm older than I remember.
Well, of course you did.
Yeah, you're a citizen.
You're 50 or 60, weren't you? I mean, you're...
Can you turn his mic off again?
If yeah, right
we
here.
Don't need to yell, okay. My point is that we're doomed.
Right.
And we're broke.
Doomed.
And they don't care. And, you know, like you say, I noticed, for instance, just recently. We had a little scare here locally that went to the rest of the country about kangaroo gas stations up here put a sign up that said please only take 10 gallons. This you know, shades of 1979.
I saw that sign the other day.
Oh, really? They were completely out at the service station when I was trying to get gas last night.
Me too.
You're
me
kidding?
Too.
Totally out.
The other day,
everybody thought Ike was going to smash the refineries and it was going to somehow interfere with.
Oh yeah.
The,
right.
No, I mean, I went to two places and they were both completely sold out.
Really?
Totally sold out. It's like six pumps each.
Jimmy, what were you about to read with the 55?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to read you some comments from 1955. This is great. I'll tell you one thing. If things keep going up the way they are, it's going to be impossible to buy a week's groceries for 20 bucks. Have you seen the new cars coming out next year? It won't be long before $2,000 will only buy a used car. If cigarettes are going to keep going up in price, I'm going to quit. 25 cents is just too much. Did you hear that the post office is thinking about charging a dime just to mail a letter?
Wow, the nerve.
The nerve of those guys.
42
cents. If they raise the minimum wage to a dollar, nobody will be able to hire anybody outside anymore.
See, it shouldn't be going up 10 times in 50 years.
When I first started driving, who would have thought gas someday would cost 29 cents a gallon? Guess we'd be better off just leaving the car in the garage. I'm afraid to send my kids to the movies anymore. Ever since they let Clark Gable get by with saying damn and in Gone with the Wind, it seems like every new movie either has a hell or a damn in it.
Frankly, my
damn hell movies.
Don't give a damn.
I read the other day where some scientist thinks it's possible to put a man on the moon by the end of the century. They even have some fellows they call astronauts preparing for it down in Texas. That was in 1955. this is comments made in the year 1955.
A little shout out to Hangar Dogs.
That's right. Did you see where some baseball player just signed a contract for $75,000 a year just to play ball? It wouldn't be surprising to someday if they'd be making more than the president. I never thought the day I'd see the day when all our kitchen appliances would be electric. They're even making an electric typewriter now.
No.
Yeah. It's too bad things are so tough nowadays. I see where a few married women are having to work to make ends meet.
Wow.
Boy, that's it won't be long before young couples are going to have to hire someone to watch their kids so they can both work. I'm afraid the Volkswagen car is going to open the door to a whole lot of foreign business.
The Volkswagen what?
The car? Volkswagen car, yeah. That was during the Beetle first came over here. Thank goodness I won't live to see the day when the government takes half of our income in taxes. The drive-in restaurant is convenient in nice weather, but I seriously doubt it'll ever catch on. There's no sense in going to Lincoln or Omaha anymore for a weekend. It costs nearly $15 a night to stay in a hotel. No one can afford to be sick anymore. At $35 a day at the hospital, it's too rich for my blood. And
I guess
the last one is, if they think I'm going to pay 50 cents for a haircut, forget it. So those are comments made from 1955, just to show you what happened.
All of them were pretty much a tenth.
No. Huh?
A tenth.
Yeah, right. And that's 50 years.
Right.
That's roughly just about 50 years.
Well, I remember, like, of course, you know, I have to price things out, but it's like when I was a kid in the 70s, I remember you could buy, like, a brand new motocross bike for, like,
you know, $795, yeah, yeah. $800. Okay, and that same bike today is like $2,600. So that's you know, four times.
Well, the one of the things I went to a talk one time in Switzerland, and I actually transcribed the speech by a guy who died recently, one of my favorite people who was hated in England, in his native England. He was an MP, as they say, a member of parliament, Ian and something, I forget his last name. Anyway, he's a very conservative guy, but he gave a speech about what you call the index that you use. And of course, the problem with the consumer price index, or whatever they call it these days, I forget, they don't call it the, it's called the purchase, they have another name for it. But anyway, it's the index that they use to measure inflation. The problem is, with any index, is that it can't be right, as he said, for 2 seconds in a row, because the changes between the items are constantly varying. And of course, some of the items, as they do with the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones, every once in a while you have to readjust. You have to take something out and put something else in. I mean, as he said,
it's just an estimate. I mean,
well, and I know, but I mean, people take it as gospel. I mean, as gospel, and they
hallelujah.
There are people that literally bet their whole life. This is what index funds do.
Well, sure. Can I get an amen?
We're talking about putting all your investment dollars into some of this stuff. So my point is,
not my investment.
Praise the Lord.
What investment dollars?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Give me your money.
So the deal is, the point is that this, if you're constantly taking things in and putting things out of the consumer basket of prices, well, I mean, what good is it? And as he said, the tallow candle, which had been in the British Consumer Price Index, had not been seen in use in England for 30 years, had only been seen in the hands of, as he said, a plumber's mate. And they used tallow candles before they did welding on pipes. They would check for leaks by dripping wax on, mm-hmm. on the joint. But I mean, you understand that it, as a source of light, it had not been in use for 30 years. It was still in the index, because if you keep yanking stuff out and putting stuff in, well, the index doesn't mean anything. Though the only way you can measure it is against some standard, some constant.
Right.
Well, there's 30 or 40
but
or 50 or 150 things. Well, I mean, the simple fact is that, I mean, when I was growing up, the cereal index would have included Cheerios and Wheaties. That's it. There weren't, you know, maybe a little Wheatina, or Quaker Oats, but that was it. You know, we didn't have anything else. Nowadays.
Yo, Farina.
I mean, if it don't have Choco Raisin Nuts Vampire or something.
Chocula.
Choco Raisin Nuts.
Frankenberry.
Whatever it is in the consumer price index. I mean, you know, you go down the cereal aisle. I don't know which ones they put in, but there's like 200 different cereals in this. I mean, there's, do you understand that I've been in stores in foreign countries, in smaller foreign countries? I've been in entire stores that were smaller than a cereal aisle over here at Publix. I mean, that had fewer items, shall we say. That's their supermarket.
Honey Bunches of O's.
Big waste of space, man.
Yeah, right.
We need a cereal czar.
Frosted Flakes.
That's it.
We need to take a break, huh?
Okay. Oh!
Okay, because we're going to come back. We want to talk about Sarah.
We got more.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff to
wear. Sarah is hot, baby.
And I want to talk about...
Ow, burning my fingers.
I want to talk also... The other thing I want to talk about is the new Highwaymen. I made up a little...
Highwaymen?
I actually... Yeah, the new Highwaymen.
Nice! We'll be back on the Jimmy Dome.
We had an editorial about what happened to the tax revolt here and locally. But Sarah is the big deal.
Oh, she's hot.
Well, she's so hot that... You know, have you seen that?
MILF-O-Matic.
Have you seen? No, I mean, have you seen? No, do you remember?
MILF-O-Saurus.
No, did you? MILF-O-Saurus, oh, God. That's all you need, pal. Just great. Did you? Of course, you see what's going on about this. I mean.
Oh, I see.
It's so cool. I mean, it's just the best. I mean, you know, and you can see that the Obama crowd is just, they don't know what the hell's going on. They don't know how to handle this. I mean, it's so hot.
Dude, she's moose hunting in a thong.
Oh, God. The moose? We'll be back.
All right.
The Jimmy Doan Show.
Sounds caress my ears. Not a- a trace, like torch inside a dream. If the bats would let me to that place, yellow desert screen.